This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The world is still reeling from the shouting match between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump in the Oval Office Friday. Western allies have rallied around Zelensky, including Britain's prime minister, who met with him today. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from outside Mar-a-Lago, where Trump is spending the weekend.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to London on Saturday.
I want to thank you, people of the United Kingdom, such big support from the very beginning of this war.
The meeting follows the berating seen around the world. President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance gave Zelensky in the Oval Office Friday.
God bless you. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going
to
feel.
Back here, a FedEx cargo plane had to make an emergency landing at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey after a bird strike and then an engine catching on fire. CBS's Ali Bauman is at the airport.
Looks like the right engine was on fire.
With an engine engulfed in flames, a FedEx cargo jet returned to Newark's airport.
He hit a bird.
The FAA says the Boeing 767 struck a bird after takeoff. The incident marks the end of a turbulent week for air travelers.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has officially put his name in the ring to be the next mayor of New York City. NYU politics professor Patrick Egan says Cuomo is a top contender.
Adams's approval rating is really in the pits, and that's for two reasons. It's because of these legal troubles that he's had, but it's also the sense that he has not provided the kind of leadership needed at this time.
Adams, as in current mayor Eric Adams, Cuomo resigned from office in 2021 after 11 women accused him of sexual misconduct. He denied the allegations. The Pentagon is sending 3,000 more active-duty combat troops to the southern border as President Trump seeks to clamp down on illegal immigration. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is ordering troops from a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion. According to a DOD statement, the mission, to reinforce and expand current border security operations to seal the border and protect the territorial integrity of the United States.
Charlie XCX ruled the Brit Awards, which is England's version of the Grammys.
Yeah, 360, when you're in the mirror, do you see?
The pop star won five statues, including British Album of the Year. Chappell Roan, meantime, went home with two wins, while Sabrina Carpenter received the first ever Global Success Award. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at Progressive.com.
Sponsored by BetterHelp. What up, y'all? This is Ed Lovell. Let me ask y'all a question. What are some of your relationship green flags? You know, like those signs that make you feel like you with somebody that got your back and supports you and valued you. We always talk about red flags, right? Those things that make you run for the hills. But what about the green flags? Therapy has helped me recognize the green flags. It's not just about finding all the time what's broken. It's about growing and understanding how to show up better in your relationships. Therapy has taught me to set boundaries, communicate more clearly, and even understand what I need from the people around me. With BetterHelp, you can do all of this from the comfort of your own home. No waiting for appointments, no stress, none of that. They got over 30,000 licensed therapists, and you can switch at any time at no extra charge. It's affordable, it's very convenient, and it's helping millions of people worldwide get the support they need to be the best versions of themselves. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lover today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lover.
The civil rights community is mourning the loss of Dr. Hazel Dukes, who died at the age of 92.
The clarion voice of Dr. Hazel Dukes rang out always in support of civil rights.
African Americans played a great role in making America what she is today. And we must continue that.
She is a past president of the NAACP's New York State Conference and a fierce fighter against human injustice and intimidation.
We have to have a real understanding. We all bleed red.
Duke's son says she worked tirelessly on the front lines almost to the end. Allison Keys, CBS News.
As Rio de Janeiro's carnival celebrations kicked off, dozens of dogs dressed as superheroes, clowns, and cartoon characters paraded alongside their owners in one of the city's most beloved canine street parties, the so-called Blockout Party. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-teens. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-30s. But we warm up on Monday with increasing clouds to the mid-40s. Staying mild on Tuesday, cloudy skies and areas of rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say goodnight. Try to
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and warm.
how you have it. I said it's the easy, the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady, treat her like so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
I can do about it. I have fighting here for you inside. wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blood. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams. That I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes. That I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have right here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the we'll be right back.
WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Can't you see? Why?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with more world leaders after his disastrous meeting here in the U.S. He's in London and will meet with leaders from Europe and Canada tomorrow. They've pledged to stand with Ukraine. The BBC's James Landale has more.
The breakdown in relations between Ukraine and the United States will dominate. The leaders are expected to make a very public show of support for President Zelensky. The Prime Minister began that by giving him a warm hug in Downing Street, but Sakir will not want the summit to be seen as a rebuke to President Trump.
Back here, some congressional Republicans are looking to impeach federal judges who do not rule in favor of the Trump administration. The effort is being led by